In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the fourth parak Masaf Tachal. The Mishnah begins Shtei Kavim. So we've got two bits of dough, each produced with a volume of one kav. So each of them would be patur. The kav orez, and we've got some flour dough that's been placed in the middle, or kav truma be'emtza, or we've got a one kav of truma placed in the between the two. And they're all being nochshav bezeh bezeh, so they're all interlocking with another. Mishnah says, Einu mitzarfim, they do not combine. Why? Because the dough that's been placed in the middle, in the case of the rice dough or the truma dough, they're both patur. However, Mishnah says, Dvar shenitla chalato be'emtza. If, however, the dough that was placed in the middle of these two outer doughs of each of the kaf size, that dough that was in the middle has already had chala separated from it, in that case, Mishnah says, mitzarfim, it would combine the two doughs on either side of it to mechayev the entire amount with challah. Why? Shekvar nitchayev b'challah. Because the dough in the middle was chayev in challah. It just has been separated, therefore it has the capacity to mitzdaref, to combine the two outer doughs. Let's continue. Kav chadash v'kav yashan. I have two doughs, each made with one kav of flour, so each of them patur. And they're noshot zeh b'zeh, so they're touched and interlocked with one another. However, one is chadash, one is yasha, meaning one is from last year's produce and one is from this year's, other way around. And then nachshul bezeh bezeh, and they're interlocking. Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Yishmael says, Yitol min ha'emtza. What you do, you take challah from the part in the middle, the part where they're interlocking, where they're biting into one another. However, chachamim osrim. Chachamim say, no, yasa, they forbid that practice. Why? Because people will think you can be mafresh, you can separate from something that's chadash on something that's yashan, or other way around, and we're not allowed to do that. Importantly, the chachamim would still say these two small amounts of doughs would combine together to obligate one to separate challah. However, what they would require is the separation of challah for each of these two small doughs on either side, separately from other doughs, out of concern that one might think you can separate from chadash on yashan, as we've already explained. Let's continue. Hanotel challah min hakav. Let's say someone produced on this small amount of dough that was made from a kav's worth of flour. So it was patur. But they separate challah from it. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva, it is challah. It is considered challah b'diavad. The Bartanura here explains that Rabbi Kiva says it's only considered challah if you're mashlim, meaning after the fact you would increase the size of this dough up to the minimum required shear. That's when he says b'diavad, that challah is considered challah. However, Chachamim disagree. They say it's einu challah, even if you increase the dough to that minimum shear after the fact, since the time you separated, that dough was exempt from separating challah, what you've done is not considered challah, and it is considered chulin instead. Those Mishnah today.